get you some. Might look good on you. Yeah, yeah. Get some. Yeah, yeah.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to another volume of Get Some. I'm your host, Chris Reed. For those that are just joining Get Some is a short series that I started here on Trust the Process Show podcast. I wanted to have a platform to discuss my learnings from my guests on Trust the Process Show. And these learnings are meant to give you insight to what I learned and possibly implement these into what you're doing to go out there and get some yourself. Today's volume of Get Some is volume number 24, where I discuss what I learned with my guest from episode 39 on Trust the Process Show by the man named Taylor Canfield. For those that didn't hear episode 39, Taylor Canfield is a professional NASCAR driver, former Navy SEAL of 10 years. Also a Navy SEAL canine handler, and he actually adopted his dog from his unit, Nico, post-retiring from the Navy. Super cool. They're still together, and as a dog guy, I love that. And Taylor also is the head of security from the Joe Rogan Experience. So all around, Taylor is just a fucking pretty cool guy. And I had been trying to get Taylor on to Trust the Process Show for some time. Yeah, he's obviously just busy, and we finally were able to align schedules and make this happen. So I was excited to speak with him because, as I just listed off what he's done some pretty cool stuff. You know, worked with some of the world's greatest, and only at the age of 30 years old. So I brought Taylor on and really wanted to understand what his process has been. To what he's accomplished and what he's currently doing and how that all works together so that we could figure out what we can learn from Taylor's story. So this volume, like I said, is volume 24 of Get Some. Before we dive into what I learned, I have six learnings for you today that I want to share with you. But before we dive into those six learnings, what I need from you to do, ladies and gentlemen, is to go and subscribe to this podcast if you haven't done so yet. It goes a long way, helps me out, and make sure that you don't miss any upcoming episodes. So whatever platform you're listening to this on, whether it be Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google, Stitcher, whatever it may be, hit that subscribe button. If you are on Apple Podcasts, which it looks like majority of you are, that are listening to this show, would love if you could go back to there and leave me a review. Hit those 5 stars if I'm providing value for you, and leave a little comment there of what you like about the show. This also helps me with my quest to making Trust the Process Show in the top 100 podcasts. So let's dive into it. Volume 26 of Get Some. So, as I mentioned, Taylor Canfield is a pretty interesting guy. And the first six learnings, or the only six learnings that I have here today, well, there's probably more that I could do, but the six major learnings that I want to share with you. So let's dive into it. Number one, keep things light. So as we spoke with Taylor here, this was something that he brought forward a few times about what he currently does. And it's about keeping your presence light. So what does that even mean? You know, if you reflect back to Taylor's interview there, life can be pretty serious. I mean, we all have important things that we're working on, that we're a part of. And by keeping things light doesn't mean you care less. And I want you to think about that for a minute. By keeping things light doesn't mean that they're any less important. It's really easy to feel like we need to dive into everything full force, 100%, especially in this day and age. There's so many side hustles going on. goals that we have. We live in this society, in the world, that anything is possible. So if you're like me and you're like people that are on this show, you have big goals. But it doesn't mean we need to go at it so intense all the time. We can actually go about it quite light and enjoy it and not take it as serious. But again, it doesn't mean it's not serious. It's the energy that we put forward to it. And Taylor really talked about this, about he really tries to keep things light. And this was interesting for me because this is a guy who lives in a extremely fast-paced environment as a NASCAR driver, right? But it makes sense. In order for him to really move forward and see what he needs to do, it's keeping this energy about keeping it light, keeping it present. And he talked a little bit about how that rolls over into the energy that he brings forward to his team, especially in the on his NASCAR team. So keeping it light is the number one learning that I want you to note here. So write that down or jot it into your mind. But let's dive into number two. Number two is a quote that Taylor talked about, something that he came up with, but it's weaponizing common sense. I really, really love this quote and this saying, because how many people don't use common sense? Now, you're probably thinking, if you're like me, and I'm thinking back to a few people I've been with in my day, whether it be work, whether it be social circles, whether it be people that I just interact with that I don't know, is common sense isn't as common. We've heard that saying before, right? Common sense isn't that common. So when we weaponize common sense, that means, what does that mean to you, actually? Think about it for a second. Because when you weaponize common sense, it's you're using common sense to help you succeed in your battles, to help you accomplish your mission. Use common sense as much as you can, because it will be a weapon for you, because there's so many that we've just reflected on that don't use common sense. So when you're in these situations and you're around these people, remember that you can weaponize common sense and use it in your powers, and that it's not manipulative, and it's actually great, because we need to bring common sense back into what we do. So number two, weaponize common sense. Now, the third learning that I learned from Taylor Canfield in my interview with him is, don't let emotion be your decision maker. Now, this is something I can't say it's a brand new learning for me, because I've done some work with emotional intelligence and doing this in my coaching practice. And just, my wife is a huge EQ. She's probably an expert level emotional intelligence coach and practitioner. And if you need support with that, reach out to her, jessegalvinreed.com. There's a little shameless plug for my wife. But let emotions be your decision maker. It is really easy to let our emotions drive what we want to do. It is extremely easy. And it's not to say that we need to block out emotions. Emotions are actually healthy. We need emotions. That helps us navigate where we need to go. But we can't make decisions based on emotion. Because emotions, do you know that emotions only last 6 seconds long? And after that, it's a choice. So we can't make decisions based on a 6 second reaction. We can use our emotions to understand why it's making us feel a certain way, or causing us frustration or happiness or anger or whatever that emotion may be. But we need to use that emotion to actually understand what's happening with us, check in with ourselves, and then helping use common sense, going back to weaponizing common sense, and using all of this together. And together, when you use all this, good decisions are made, thoughtful choices are made, and something that you probably won't regret will happen. So number three, my learning with Taylor Canfield is don't let emotions be your decision maker. Number four learning, and this one is another not new learning, but a great reinforcement, is attitude is contagious. I'm sure you've heard this before, and if you haven't, remember this. Because the attitude that you bring is the attitude that you're going to have around you. Now, if you want to be a leader, you want to be a leader in your organization, you want to be a leader on your sports team, you want to be a leader in your household. Leadership, it can be anything. But with this, you need to understand that your attitude and how you show up is going to help dictate how the rest of the people around you show up. So if you want to be an asshole, you better be ready to have people around you being assholes. Understand that it starts with you. And it's a decision that we need to make. It's a decision that we do every single day. And it really has to bring you back to keeping it light. All of this goes back together, right? So if we're talking about all these learnings from Taylor, don't just look at one and implementing one. They all work and coincide. Attitude is contagious, goes back to being light. Right? If you want your team to be creative, you want your team to be motivated, we need to keep it light sometimes. We need to make sure that we don't make decisions based on emotional reactions, because that type of attitude is contagious. So think about that next time you are leading your team at work. You're coaching that sports team. You can be stern. You can be disciplined. But it's the attitude that you bring is what's going to really reflect back on the people around you. This goes into my fifth learning from Taylor Canfield. And this is something, maybe it's a Navy SEAL thing, or just in general. But extreme ownership. And this is obviously, if you're familiar with Jocko, this is something that Jocko Willink has made his career around post SEAL team, is that terminology, extreme ownership. And this, ladies and gentlemen, is what you really need to focus on. And I don't give a shit if you take anything else, if you take anything of these learnings and need to put it forward. Having extreme ownership is what you need to absolutely implement into your process, into your life, because this right here is how you really gain trust and how you really move forward, is by owning your shit and really stepping back and asking yourself, am I the cause of why I am not moving forward? What can I own? If shit is going south and shit is not working out for you, instead of blaming somebody, instead of being the victim, always start with extreme ownership. Always look at your side of the street. You will never change anybody. And the moment that you want to just focus on other people's bullshit and other people's problems is when you're going to lose. You will fucking lose every day of the week. So take that extreme ownership that Taylor brought into his process and put into yours. You know, and Taylor was super vulnerable on this interview. Talking about this ownership piece. You know, he went through a pretty deep depression, it sounded like. We didn't get into the deep, deep details, but he said he struggled. It was pretty bad. He had to take a look and step back and go, am I the cause of this? And what can I do about this? He didn't talk about what everyone else around him was doing to make him feel like that. He came back to himself. And the moment that he hasn't mastered this, ladies and gentlemen, I don't think anybody ever masters this. But if it's something that you continuously do every day, and it is fucking hard to own your own shit. It's really hard. But the more you do it, and this is what I hear from Taylor, in my own experience, the more you have that extreme ownership, the more easy it becomes to make that part of your process. This is something that is going to have to come from discipline and self-awareness. This is leadership, ladies and gentlemen. Extreme ownership. This is going to go into my last point, my last learning that I want to share with you. Again, these aren't the only learnings. These are some of the top learnings that I wanted to share with you because Taylor had a lot of excellent information. My last learning from Taylor Canfield. Kindness doesn't cost anything and it doesn't hurt anybody. I found this really amazing to come from a guy who, in all honesty, is a trained killer. The Navy SEALs are some of the best trained people in the world. And maybe it's just a stereotype, right? They're people too, right? But I think we often look at people as their positions, as their titles, as their occupations. And this was a really great thing to bring back, is that although he's a Navy SEAL, this guy is one of the nicest, kindest men I've ever met. And it's a choice. It really is a choice. It doesn't make you soft. It doesn't make you a pussy. It doesn't make you not as hard or tough. Kindness is something that we should all do. We should treat everybody with kindness. It doesn't mean every single situation is going to bring that out of you, but we need to keep this in mind that there's people on the other end too. And going back to that extreme ownership of what can you own? You want to be a leader. Start with yourself first. And this is what the whole interview came back to. Taylor does an extremely great job of bringing it back to himself, because that's the only person that he has the ability to do anything about is himself. So if you haven't done so yet, ladies and gentlemen, again, go back and listen to this episode with Taylor Canfield on episode 39 on Trust the Process Show. This was a really fun interview. He is an extremely amazing dude. I'm glad I could finally a chance to connect with him and learned a lot. So go back, subscribe to the show if you haven't done so. Do me a favor and share this episode if you found value. If you did, post something up on LinkedIn, post something up on Facebook, Instagram, whatever platform you listen and you engage with. Do me a favor and help me out in continuing to share the content and the value that I'm trying to help create for this world. So you know what to do, ladies and gentlemen. This is Chris Reed. This is at volume 24 of Get Some. Go out there. Do what you need to do. You have your goals. Trust the process and go and get some. Until next time, peace out.